Today's shiur of Mishneh Brura Yaimi is being learned live on our trek to the Gedolei Yisrael, to the Gedolim in Bnei Brak. What is a chus to be learning, especially Mishneh Brura? As you might or might not know, you probably do not know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a whole sefer summarizing the Mishneh Brura. In fact, many of the questions on my daily tests are based on the summaries of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who mamish summarizes every point of the Mishneh Brura from Chelek Aleph through Chelek Vav. And on my tests, right, as you know, every Amud is a thorough question of the main points. And guess where many of the questions come from? Rav Chaim Kanievsky himself. So what a big zechus. So we're up to Siman Shin Mem Vav. And Siman Shin Mem Vav, we had just finished Siman Shin Mem He, where we learned the exact formulation and definitions of the Dalet Rishuyos, the different Rishuyos on Shabbos, otherwise known as Rishus HaRavin, Rishus HaYachid, a Carmelis, and a Makom Patur. Now, as we learned in the last Siman, a Rishus HaRavin and a Rishus HaYachid are the two key domains, Rishuyos, that are significant in the halachos of carrying, otherwise known as Hotzah. Rishus HaYachid is an area that is surrounded by four walls with an area of Dalet al Dalet Tfachim, and the walls have to minimally go up 10 Tfachim, and we have different variations of it. You could have a pit, you could have a beam, or even a mount, a little hill or a mountain. If they have those dimensions, it can be a Rishus HaYachid as well. And we saw the Rishus HaRabim that Rov Rishonim hold, even though we are Mekel. As Rav Chaim would say, I've never seen a kosher Erev, and I've never seen a Trefa Mikvah. The 16 Amos, according to most Rishonim, if you have a 16 Amos street, which is not that wide, I even think that Ha'orin is probably 16 Amos wide, but, and it has public passage there, it's a Rishus HaRabim. A little scary. Scary thought. But we are Samech on those opinions that hold that in order for it to be Rishus HaRabim, there has to be 600,000 people. And how do you define the 600,000 people on this public street and public passageway? Also was discussed. But those are the two main Rishuyos of Shabbos. And if you transport from one to the other, you will be over the Malacha Dairaisa of Hotzah or Hachdasa on Shabbos. There's the other Rishios known as Carmelis and Makom Ptur. On a Daraisa level, they're really no different. But on a Rabbana level, a Carmelis is an open expanse without Mechitzos, where the Rabbim are not trekking, where the Rabbim are not walking there in a normative way. It's not a plus public passageway. There are other scenarios of Carmelis and Makom Ptur as well, but that was for Shin Mem He. You are welcome to go and catch up. We just started Shin Mem He, which is the beginning of the Hilzerivin. You can manage to go back and catch up and get the exact definitions of the Rishios. However, this Siman, the first Sif of the Siman, is going to address the actual Malacha Dairaisa of Otsah. The first Siman dealt with the structural dimensions of the Rishios. This is dealing with the actual Maisa Otsah, the Malacha Dairaisa of Otsah, the Malacha of transporting from one domain to another. And although this Sif is going to get quite detailed, as we're going to see, and don't go under, the first sentence of this Sif emphasizes one key principal point, and that is that the Malacha Dairaisa is only between a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, transporting to or from any other rishus, such as a Carmelis or a Makom Ptur, is at most an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch will show that although the Malacha D'Iraisa is limited to transporting from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, the transferal of the object between these rishuyos can be accomplished in several ways, all of which can be the actual Malacha Dairaisa of Otsah. And one last little intro is that, as we're going to see here, I'm going to get to it more later, that to be over the Malacha Dairaisa of Otsah from one Rishus Sayachat, which is the Rabin, vice versa, there has to be what's called an Akira, where the object is being lifted up from the ground in one Rishus and set down, a Hanacha, in the other Rishus. That's in terms of the object. There's also what's called Akiras Gufo and Hanachas Gufo, where the object itself doesn't necessarily have to be lifted from the ground or set down, but the person has the object and he is stationary in one Rishus and he walks to the other Rishus and becomes stationary in the other Rishus. That's what's called an Akira and Hanacha as well. Now we can begin. Simon Shin Mem Vav. Min HaTorah Ein Chayiv El B'motzi U'machnes B'zorek U'moshit Mishus HaYachid Mishus HaRabim Oh, Mishus HaRab, Mishus HaYachid. In our Torah, you don't have the malacha of Hotzah, except if you carry out, or you carry in, or you throw in and throw out, or you pass from one Rishus to the other, Mishus HaYachid, Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaRab, Mishus HaYachid. In our Torah, it's only when you are doing these scenarios of carrying in, carrying out, throwing from one to the other, passing from one to the other, in a Rishus HaYachid, to Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura right now. What is Moshit? We know what Zorek is. You're throwing from one Rishus to the other Rishus. We know what carrying in and out is. It's very obvious. You can carry, pick it up, and put it down. You can stop and then go. What is Moshit? So if you learn the first Mishnah, Mishnayos of Sefer Shabbos, which Jason Silverstein is no longer here, so many of you have not, who Moshit? Hainu, what does this mean? Shekufo omeid rishus echad, where the body of the person is stationary in one rishus. Umoshit biyado achev rishus acher, and he passes it, the object, with his hand from one rishus to the other rishus. So even though he doesn't go ahead and walk anywhere, but he has transported it from one rishus to the other. That is what Moshit is. Vayin lekamen simin shemem zayin, the Mishnah Brura sivkat ches. Le'inyan, he says, check out what we're going to see coming up. Mr. Sham, you'll all become Yoni guys by the time this bus ride has ended. You are a Yoni guy, you just don't know it yet. Le'inyan, he says, we're going to see about the Inyan of Moshit, Mishus HaYachid, Mishus HaYachid, Derech, Mishus HaRabim. What happens if you take it and you pass from a Mishus HaYachid to another Mishus HaYachid, but through a Mishus HaRabim? So we're going to see there, depending on how it's done, that could actually be the Malacha Dairaisa as well. We now move back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'chachomim asru mikamerlis v'shus ha'yachid. Do you guys realize these are fundamental principles you're so unfamiliar with because you guys are so used to Eruv. And you just go and carry anywhere like it's your house. But these are really very fundamental halachas. V'chachomim asru mikamerlis v'shus ha'yachid. Ol v'shus ha'rabim. V'chachomim came and asered from taking something from a Carmelis, even though midoraisa, there's no problem, to a Rishus HaYachid, or from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. O mehem le Carmelis, or from a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, into a Carmelis, meaning vice versa. That is aser midorabanan. Aval makom p'tur, but that's the difference between a Carmelis and a makom p'tur. When you have a makom p'tur, that is mutter lahotzi ulahachnis mimenu, the Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaRabim, and we have the Socho, from Makom Tur, it is totally mutter to take from Rishus HaYachid and put it into a Makom Tur, and vice versa. And same thing with Rishus HaRabim, from Makom Tur to Rishus HaYachid, and vice versa. Just simply a Makom Tur, you have, there are different scenarios of Makom Tur, but just to review for those of you who were with us, Makom Tur, usually you have, let's say, for example, Rishus HaRabim, if you have a platform that is not Dalet al Dalet in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not 4x4 Tvachim wide, let's say maybe you could have like a fire hydrant that's very tiny, might be a Makom Tur. Or if you have an area above 10 Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim also, or 10 Tvachim above the Carmelis, you can have a Makom Tur scenario there as well. But anyway, that is mutter to be motzi and machnis from a Makom Tur to any of the other Rishuyos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Chachamim Aser, the Carmelists, from one to the other? Why do they Aser? Why do they view Carmelists different than a Makom Ptur? The Hudam Yekzas, which is a Rabbim, because a Carmelist is similar to which is a Rabbim. A Shtikol, She'ein Mechitzos, it doesn't have Mechitzos, so it's not like Rosh HaYachid. U'mikom Makom Ein O Rosh HaRabbim, but it's still not Rosh HaRabbim. That's why it was given Chumriz, sorry, Kulas and Chumriz of both. It has the Kulas and the Chumriz of Rosh HaRabbim and Rosh HaYachid. It has Chumriz of both, Midrabanan. But U'mikom Makom, it's not Rosh HaRabbim. The lovely lucha de rabbim avida. Why is it in Rosh HaRabbim? It's like a field. Why isn't a field a Rosh HaRabbim? Because it's not designated for public passageway. L'chein gazu alav chachamim, and therefore the chachamim magayzer. Also things like seas and the rivers on top of the water. The carmelis. L'chein gazu alav chachamim. Shalolo tzi lachnis mimenu, can't go ahead and carry into and out of a carmelis, or out of and into a carmelis. Bein rishus harabim, bein rishus hayachid, can't do it to either rishus harabim or just a yachid, because they have qualities of, it has qualities of both. Kedei shalo yavo lahatir, so you won't come to be matir and permit carrying and transporting me rishus hayachid, the rishus after rishus hayachid, rishus harabim. Gimel. Mutter lahotzi lahachnis. You're allowed, when you're dealing with a makom ptur, it is permitted to go ahead and to take it out of a makom ptur into a rishus harabim, rishus hayachid, and vice versa. And he says in the Mishnah Brura, who adin lahoshet lizrok, same thing would be to go ahead and pass it into from with your stationary position from rishus harabim, right? Let's say you're standing in rishus harabim and you have something in your hand, all of a sudden you see, whoa, and then you see a little fire hydrant, you can go ahead and place it right on top of the fire hydrant, and it is totally mutter. Now, how you got there in the first place with the item, that's a different story. You probably did something else. But, okay. And then, so you could be moshit there, you could be zayrek as well, into a makom ptur. Just make sure when you throw, you have good aim, and it doesn't land in a rishus hayachid if you're throwing it from rishus harabim. We now continue on, vayter. Aval ha'omeid b'rishus ha'yachid u'motzi u'machnis u'moshit v'zorek l'rishus ha'rabim derech mekom p'tur o'ipcha chayiv. And now he says as follows. What happens if you stand in rishus ha'yachid and you take the item out, or you bring it in to rishus ha'yachid, or you go ahead and pass it over from one rishus to the other, or throw it from a rishus ha'yachid to rishus ha'rabim, but it's done derech makom p'tur. It's done with a makom p'tur in between, via makom p'tur, o ipcha, the other way around, which is a rabbi, which is a yachid, you're going to be chayiv. This is what's known as carrying from one rishus to the other rishus, a derech makom p'tur. And for that, you're going to be chayiv, assuming you do not stop in makom p'tur, as you will see, because if you stop in makom p'tur, then you're not going to be chayiv for that. Although we'll see, even though from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim and you stop is not usher, even midrabanan, if you pull shtick and you go from Rosh HaYachid and you stop at a makom ptur and then you go in to your ultimate destination to get to the other Rishus, that's going to be usher midrabanan as well. We will see. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah Brura. He will spell this all out. Dalet, aval, aval ha'omeid. The person is standing. Rotzalom Rashi Omeid. The guy is standing. Vahalach Vahotzi Oichnes. And he went and he took the item out or brought it in via Makom Ptur. Oshenishar Omeid. Or he was standing still. Ela Shahoshidu Zarak. He was standing still and he passed it over or threw it over a Makom Ptur and it landed from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Chayit. It's going to be Chayit. Why? The Kevan Sha'asa Akira, since he did an Akira, a lifting up from Rishus HaYachid, the Hanacha, and a setting down where? In Rishus HaRabim, O Ipcha, or vice versa, Lo Echbaslan, Masha Havir Ben Tayin Derech Makom Ptur. We couldn't care less than the fact that it went through a Makom Ptur. The Dafka Shalo Amad the Makom Ptur. But this is, as we just said, specifically if he didn't stand still in Makom Ptur. Aval amad miat Sham, but if he stands, it's still there for even a moment. And then he went out, and then he went to the other Rishus. Potter, it's going to be Asur Yabaran, Kevin Sha'asa Hanacha, since he stopped in the Makom Tur. Again, if he just stopped in the Makom Tur and didn't go further, then he wouldn't even be Asur, because that's what's called taking from Rishus Hayachid into the Makom Tur, which is okay. Umikom Makom, Isur Yabaran, Ika, that's what he says. There's still Nisid Rabbanan Apazer. The Gazrina, what's the Gzeira? Vilma Asila Kule, Ula Fuke Lahedya. You might go ahead and be Makel and take it out. And Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a Rabin. So therefore, you can't just go ahead and pull shtick and stop in Makom Tur on your way to get to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Ua Dinda Asil Hotzimi Tamzem, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Makom Tur, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Now he says something else. And let's say you want to go ahead and bring something to a Makom Tur. You're not allowed to go ahead and be motzi from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, meaning to a Makom Tur via Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Afim Yizayah, even if you get careful, Shalom Amod, even if you care about not to stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, to go from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Makom Tur, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin is going to be Aser Rabbanan, even if you didn't stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. V'chein lo yamod. Now we continue weiter. V'chein lo yamod. Hai v'chein lav davka. Let's look at v'chein. We didn't see what v'chein says. V'chein lo yamod adam ha-makom p'tur. A person also can't stand in a makom p'tur. V'yika chayfetz. Look at this shtick. And take a chayfetz mi sha'ama omei b'shus ha-rabim b'itnenu l'mi sha'omei b'shus ha-yachad o'ipcha. A person can't go ahead and stand in a Makom Tur and be that intermediary where he's going to go ahead and take an item from someone in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and hand it to someone who is in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And you can't have a person in the middle in Makom Tur taking it from the hand of someone in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and putting it to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Let's see what the Mr. Brewer has to say about this. This, as we're going to see, is not going to be a malacha da'iraisa, at least according to the Rishonim that are being brought down la'alacha. There's a raiva that says that it might actually be malacha da'iraisa. So Mr. Brewer says, v'chein lo yamad, ha v'chein lav dafka. This is not v'chein. The chiyuva leka b'zeh. Here there is no chiyuv da'iraisa. The kevan shu ba'atzmo omeid b'naya b'makom p'tur. Since the person himself is standing still in Makom Tur, miyad shegiya chayfetz negdo, as soon as the chayfetz got to the guy who's standing in Makom Tur, nase kemoshe niyach shamad. It's like it stopped there, the item, shtickle, v'nachad v'chein, and therefore he uses the word v'chein, mishum isura. V'chein just means it's also usher, but it's not malacha d'iraisa, because the guy standing in the Makom Tur is like a hanacha. Al kolpanim nase al yado hotza. Still, since he's the one making the transfer from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim, they asked it midi Rabbanan v'asi la'kule, a person could come to be makel to actually be motzi Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim la'hagin. You should know that there's a raiva who actually holds that this is malacha d'iraisa, ayin shom. If you want more about it, Ian Shear. Viter. Sif katan zayin. The yikach chayfetz. Chayfetz is the key word for today. The Yikach Chayfetz. In fact, the person who we're going to be meeting, who's going to be taking us around to the Gedolim, his name is Rav Chayfetz. Pretty appropriate. See how Siat Neshmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu always does this with Yomi. Rav Schwartz can tell you, he does Yomi, Yushalmi, Bavli, probably does Tanakh Yomi in his sleep. So he'll tell you how many Yomis interlock. So this is another Yomi that interlocks. We have Rav Chayfetz, and we're talking about moving a Chayfetz. That's only from Shemayim, Siat Neshmaya. He says also taking from the karka, the person's in the middle in the makom tur, to pick up from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and to put it into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That would also be the same Issur Rabbanan. Sif katan ches. Before we do that, let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. Lahach with derech v'chaim p'tur v'rshuyos the Rabbanan. So now we're coming to a very interesting scenario. What about transferring via Makom Ptur from Rishuyos Derabana? Meaning, let's say you took it from a Carmelis and you're going to put it now into a Rishus HaRabim Derech Makom Ptur. Is that also Aser Midrabana? So Yesh Osrim, Yesh Matir. There are some that Aser this, and there's some that Matir it and allow it. What's the issue? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Ches, Mlahachlif, Rotzaloma Sha'omin, a guy standing on Makom Ptur, Venotel Miyad, and he takes it from someone who's Omei Bishus HaYachid. He's taking it from someone who's standing Bishus HaYachid, Venotel Miyad, and he puts it into someone who is standing where? Bekarmelis, O Ipcha, and the same thing would be Bishus HaRabim. Behu Adin, in Notel Chayfetz, Bishus HaYachid, Umanicho B'makom Ptur. Same thing would be if he took a Chayfetz, Bishus HaYachid, and he puts it in a Makom Ptur. V'chozer v'notel mi makom p'tur, and he takes it from a makom p'tur and puts it into a Carmelis. It's the same shiloh whether it would be aser or not. There are those that aser and those that matir. The yesh osrim, why? Sfir lu dein l'chalek bin mishuyos d'oraisa l'shuyos d'rabonze. We don't make any distinctions. If you do it derech rish makom p'tur, and here we're talking about mamish, where there isn't even any hanacha. Where? In Makom Ptur. Not talking about where you, even if there's no Hanacha, we have this Shaila. Some say it's Asa, because it's the exact same thing. You're taking it from one Rishut to another Rishut, Derech Makom Ptur. So why are the ones, those that are Matir? Yesh Matir, and Sfir Ludavka, Rishuyas, Do Raisa, Gazrinan. They're only Geyser, okay, right? Rishuyas, Do Raisa. Masha Ein Kain, Rishuyas, Do Rabbanan, De Havi, Gzeira le Gzeira. Right? The whole issue, again, when you go ahead and you take it from a Rishus HaYachid, and then this person being in Makom Ptur is then going ahead and moving it from one Rishus to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Makom Ptur, again, remember, he has not. Actually, the person in the middle has not actually been in Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. He's just taking the item from someone in Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. So that the Rabbanan is only Rishuyos D'Oraisa, but not the Rishuyos D'Rabbanan. Finally, we are up to Sif Beis. And this is a very, very important halachas for all of you to know. As I said, Minatayra ain chayiv ella b'mavir arba amos b'shus harabim. So we've been discussing hotza, transporting from one rishus to the other rishus, which is the dairaisa malacha. But part of the dairaisa malacha, is it exactly the same malacha? Is it a tolda? Is it its own ne'im malacha? That's all for Ian Shear. And we're all excited about Ian Shear tomorrow, after that great chizuk from Rav Gershon Edelstein today. But he also says halacha l'maisa is very important as well. And that's what we're doing. So he says, what about this halacha, Sif Beis? What's called another part of the malacha is carrying Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. He says, you're not chayiv unless you transport an item in Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. B'mad Arba Amos. Hainu, what does it mean? Just I'm walking with an item for Amos? No, it means Al Yidei Akira V'Anacha. Once again, Yechayev for Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim. When you pick it up, and then you go ahead and place it down for Amos away in Rishus HaRabim. Or if you're standing still with an item and you walk Dalet Amos, then you stop. Just to give you a little bit of a shemet so you get excited to learn Hotzah one day. So this big Torah in Dalet Amos is the Pshat. It's like a sort of like a Hotzah. Because it's like Dalet Amos, which is a Rabim, is like a Rishus. And you're taking it from one Rishus to the other Rishus because your Dalet Amos is your Rishus. But I can't give you any more now because this is Yoimi, it's not Ian Shear. We move weiter. Sif. We move on in Sifbeis, v'chachomim asru lavir arba amos b'karmelis. Chachomim asur walking dalet amos as well, not walking, carrying dalet amos as well in a karmelis, same way you can't transport something and carry it dalet amos, which is a rabbi, you can't do it in karmelis as well. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Everyone inside the Kamalis, the who doing the Rishus Rabbin, it's like Rishus Rabbin. But for the El, in the common Simchim and Tesif, hey, Rishus Brusham. Now we're up to the end of the Sif. The Sif says the Yam Ubika are Trey Garvni Kamalis in them. A sea and a field and a big open expanse of fields are two different types of Kamalis. Now, who cares? It's all karmelis. No. So he says, "Umutu l'taltal mizulazu toch arba amos." You can carry from a bika to amos into a yam, okay, to amos, and that's not going to be usher because you do not carry dalet amos in one type of karmelis. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Trey Gavni. He says, it's an interesting combo here. On one hand, we don't view it as all one karmelis, so you're not over midrabanan for carrying dalet amos in a karmelis. And you don't even view it like moving from one rishus to another rishus midrabanan, because they're trei gavne, the two types of karmelis. Fascinating halachos, and what we did not get into, and which we could get into at a later time, is the issue of pachos vidalet amos, carrying less than dalet amos. In Rosh Hashanah, it's very problematic. In a karmelis, it's mutar legamre, but even that needs sarach iyun. As we see here, it's mutar legamre because he carried two amos in a yam, and two amos in a bika, and it was mutter. But not so fast. We talk about pachas vidalet amos, differences between Rishus HaRabim and Karmelis. That's for another time. And tomorrow, we come to the famous halacha of a karfeif. A karfeif, which a big prize for anyone who knows what a karfeif is, ad kam.